and welcome to this week's Most Clicked. I think this is episode number 35 this week. I'm your standing host, I'm Matt from Smile, and as ever, I'm joined by Kyle from The Education Marketer. Kyle, hello, what are we talking about this week?
Clearing. It's August, isn't it? And yeah, we know clearing starts in July, but it's getting close to results day. So we thought we'd focus a bit of clearing content. So this piece this week comes from, I was doing a bit of research into Google search ads during clearing. I think the words I used in my newsletter was I was slightly concerned about one element. And it's not necessarily the quality of the ads landing pages, but it's the kind of content that's on the end of them. And I've seen a few universities absolutely nail it, and we'll cover some of those in a bit more detail today. But I was really shocked to see off the back of Google ads and branded search queries that some universities were asking people to download gated content. And there's no problem with gated content in itself, but I think when you've got a query like branded name university clearing, the user already has an idea of the university they're going for, and also that they are interested in the clearing process. So the best type of content to serve someone off the back of an ad like that is usually the basic stuff like phone number, because they probably want to get in touch, or the vacancies that are available in clearing for this year. It's not the greatest idea to give them some downloadable gated content on the clearing process and how to go about it, because that process is available ungated at most other institutions. And I just don't feel, a few ad providers have agreed with me this morning, that this is the stuff that sort of audience, when they're searching and using those branded searches, are looking for. And this isn't an isolated case. I saw this in quite a few different examples. And, you know, speaking a bit more casually about it, I think this is probably a very fast way for providers to burn through budget. Because yeah, they'll be getting a lot of clicks because the ad says it's clearing at that uni. Yes. And then a lot of people are going to bounce because the information they expected to receive just isn't there.
Yeah, yeah. And there's one example in particular that we've spoken about before this recording, for Oxford Brookes, right? And they did they had quite a good landing page, and we picked up on one particular element of it. Here you go, you should be able to see it on screen now. I mean, in general, it seems like quite a nice landing page, nicely laid out, content broken down quite nicely. But the section of it that you can see on your screen now with the listed courses was something that we picked up on that we all agreed was quite a nice thing to have, something that users are after this kind of thing, right, Kyle?
Yeah, I mean, this is actually becoming quite rare now, funnily enough, because universities have much better course catalogs, and sometimes you can flag your courses in those catalogs as being in clearing. But often if you're coming off the back of like a clearing ads, they're looking for the vacancies there and then, aren't they? So even if you are putting it into a table that might not look as wonderful as your purpose-built course catalog, it is easy for someone to see at a glance, especially if it's alphabetical, if the courses they're interested in are available, rather than clicking through to your course catalog, searching, adds in those extra steps. So it might not look wonderful, but in terms of usability and answering that student need, I think it's a good thing to have.
Yeah, we had just a couple of concerns with the Oxford Brookes one around it being in an accordion block and kind of hiding that up front, and then once you open it to see more courses, then it creates this really long list. Closing it again leaves you at the wrong position in the page and things. So we had some concerns, but then when we looked and compared to some others, it actually it was kind of above most of the others that we looked at, because some others had like a course search, and our first impressions were, is this are we just searching the course catalog, or are we specifically searching courses available through clearing? Whereas that kind of mystery is taken away in the Oxford Brookes example.
Yeah, no, it's all very clear, very upfront for you to see. And you are right. If you take someone off into a course catalog, there are those questions in the back of your mind. It's like, okay, there seems to be quite a lot of courses here on offer, but at a glance, you can't tell if that's they're specifically in clearing. And usually, you do just end up in the course catalog, don't you? And you get a bit lost. But yeah, I mean, basic functionality like what Oxford Books have done here is actually quite a nice idea, and they've also got their other CTAs on there as well, like clearing open days and things. I'm not too sure about that and how they appear in the hierarchy. I would have thought vacancies probably would have had a bit more prominence at this point in the journey, but the in-person and clearing open days are equally as important. They're very popular on results day themselves, but I've seen a few universities running clearing open days earlier this year, just to, well, for obvious reasons, to try if people are taking that longer tail research period before clearing, then you kind of want to have all the advantages you've got. If you want to add a bit more dimension than just your web and your content experience, I think it would be really valuable to get students onto campus before clearing kicks off, if they want to do that. Naturally, these open days are way more popular post results day, because that's when students can finally make a decent decision, I guess.
Yeah, sure. And so just before we wrap up today, to go back to your newest piece around the ads themselves, I was interested to know, why do you think universities are gating that content? What are they going to do with the information that they collect from students? Is it so that they can reach out to them, or is it just an aimless exercise?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's done with strategic or tactical intentions. I don't think anyone's doing it for the sake of it. I just think where in the journey it's being done isn't appropriate. So, I mean, my first thought would be if they're gathering data off the back of a guide that is explaining how the clearing process works, they would cost students to download that as potential leads and interested in going to that university via clearing. But there's other ways in which you can gather that data that leans more and captures more in line with the student's intent. And it might be something as simple as, a call to action saying, be notified when we release entry requirements, we release grades, we release our courses that are in clearing. In fairness, a lot of universities now don't hold back their courses that are going to be in clearing on results day. They publish them quite soon. But if you are holding something back, or you want to give people this first in the queue priority or some sort of incentive, then that's probably a better way to capture data rather than gating content that is pretty universally available, not only on other university websites, but on other providers like UCAS, What Uni, all these bigger media organizations are quite happy to just give you that information.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks, Kyle. Useful as ever. And thanks everybody for watching. As ever, if you've liked what you've seen, don't forget to give us a like, subscribe or a comment. And yeah, we'll see you next week.